Hello everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. In the last episode, we looked at the sales pipeline and some of the ways you can effectively manage same as a sales leader or sales manager, or even as a sales rep. Now, I got quite a bit of feedback and comments from that, so I'd like to say thank you for your engagement. It was quite encouraging. Stemming from it was a very critical question that was asked. So this particular person wanted to understand, taking it a step back, how do you ensure that in the first instance you do have quality leads being thrown into the pipeline? That is a very good question, because as we all know, if you throw in garbage, you're going to get garbage out. So one of the ways that you could actually, you know, ensure that you have quality leads is by making sure that your sales force or sales team are actually having quality engagements, quality interactions, and they're actually chasing on and following through with leads that have a high probability of actual closure. And so that got me to thinking about what today's topic should be. And so today I will be speaking on, how do we as sales leaders, sales managers, ensure that we only have value creators within our sales force? And how do we as sales reps make sure that we present ourselves as value creators to be poached and picked up and, you know, headhunted by sales leaders who are looking for only the best? As we are all very aware, organizational leaders today are constantly looking for ways to come up with sustainable business strategies, you know, ways to make sure that their businesses are consistently turning a profit, and of course, that the business is keeping a head above competition. This has become even more imperative with the constantly evolving trends and lifestyle adjustments that the average consumer has had to make to keep up with the digital transformation journeys that are occurring across almost all the sectors today. So a very key decision to make, you know, to ensure that there is an achievement of business sustainability is in the resourcing of the key leadership roles, such as your sales or business development leader. Because that is the person on whose shoulders would rest the responsibility for business expansion and growth. Now, equally, or even more so, for a sales leader, finding the right resources for your sales force is one of the most critical responsibilities you may undertake as a leader. It's a make or mar decision, and it cannot be treated flippantly. Again, this is because the success of your business objectives will lie very critically in those recruitment decisions made and your ability to form a team that can effectively deliver on the job. So you have to make sure that at every point in time, you do have the right set of people. Research has shown us that about 55% of all the people that are currently in sales and business development roles are actually in the wrong profession. They got into those roles because, you know, I mean, it's easy, it sounds interesting and sexy. It does sound like, ooh, they could make a lot of money. But what they don't realize is that there's a science to it. Just like everything else, you know, there's a structure and there's a way, an approach and manner to go about carrying out your sales responsibilities. But sometimes you have leaders who overlook this and just believe that, you know, if they have this very well-defined sales and go-to-market strategy, then they are fine. This is not always the case. And so what I would like to let each and every one of us know is that as a business leader, you really have to be very deliberate in making the right choices and assessing your people for aptitude, attitude, and ability. Now, how would you recognize or spot a potential right fit talent? Could be your next question. How are you able to tell that a potential hire is going to be a value creator and not a value destroyer? This definitely, I mean, it's not going to be easy for you, but there are a few tips or ways that we can go about making sure that, you know, we're able to, in the first instance, recognize fit-for-purpose talent when we see them. Why is this very important? It's important because as a leader, it will help you to understand and forecast your business accurately. It will help you to successfully achieve on your annual budgets. It's going to help you retain your customers, grow new business, and then keep your business as a going concern. And of course, you're going to be able to keep up with market trends and expectations, as well as stand out from competition. This is what happens when you have the right people in the right roles. Now let's look at some of those things that are really critical for value creators, or rather for identifying value creators. The first thing is communication skills. So a true professional will be excellent at connecting, engaging, networking, and carrying out all sorts of conversations, and therefore making an impact with the customer. This is very critical. Listening to understand is also very critical, you know, as a sales role. Gone are the days when it's okay for an excellent salesperson to be a great talker. Today, being a great listener is even more important. And you know why? Because today's buyer is very knowledgeable and very clear about his or her needs. And so it takes a great listener to be able to fully capture and articulate the exact need customer is speaking to and translate that to a fit-for-purpose value proposition for the customer. A lot of buyers today would happily, gladly engage with sales professionals who come across as being actually interested in meeting their needs, as against just selling to them. So that, you know, sales professional has to be able to understand that every customer is different and needs to be engaged differently. So communication is very, very, very key. And it's something that should not be overlooked. The next thing you should look out for, and remember, this is not in any particular order, but one other thing that you should look out for is people with a customer-first and data-driven attitude. Now, let me give you a little story. Recently, I had, you know, an engagement with a sales rep because I was trying to upgrade on my, you know, home decoder service. And I knew I wanted, you know, more. I wanted a bigger bouquet, and I wanted to expand on my current bouquet to accommodate my large family. And, you know, this is because for quite a bit of time now, you have most of the family actually working or schooling out of home. So there's a whole lot of requirement for entertainment services. Now, whilst I was trying to attempt to explain my need to the rep, it was obvious he was more interested in just telling me what was available and then asking me to pick a plan. He didn't care whether the plan was good for me or not. Although, I mean, the engagement was over the phone, but I could tell that he really wanted to get off. You know, it was almost as if I was keeping him from doing something more important. Not exactly addressing my questions, didn't seem to be listening, wasn't ready to engage me with a view to understanding my requirements better. You know, there's absolutely no leader that needs that type of value destroyer. Let's all remember the power of referrals. Yes, a disgruntled customer can do a lot of damage. And yes, you may never know that damage has been done. So, true professionals know that the customers buy for their own reasons, not yours. And this could be to either take care of a need or a pain. And so they know that empathy is very, very critical in their roles. Of course, again, you need a person of integrity and someone with a very high ethical conduct. A very good salesperson is totally reliable and responsible. They are self-motivated, self-driven, very goal-oriented and focused on keeping to their word and ensuring that they consistently deliver. You know, a lot has happened in recent times that when you meet a salesperson who is actually very responsible and who actually keeps to his word, you are very, very impressed. But that should actually be the norm. So a true professional can totally be depended upon, and this is really one of the hallmarks of a real value creator. He or she understands that he's a representation of the company that the customers see and feel. And people don't buy from companies, they buy from people, they engage with people, they collaborate with people. And therefore, every engagement he has or she has with a customer it's almost like, you know, a relationship or a bonding session, because he recognizes that that, or she recognizes that that is very critical for actually achieving effective sales closures and maintaining the relationship for additional sales. Now, finally, you will also know a professional when you see or hear from the person. A professional exudes the same level of confidence exhibited on the job, on their appearance. They recognize that packaging is as important as achieving the right level of confidence, and also passing on the image of confidence and trust to the potential buyer. Now, in this instance, when I say packaging, I'm referring to the dressing, the way of work, the smile, and the general disposition during all forms of engagement with a customer or prospect. Even if all or most of the sales activities are happening over the phone, for example, you're a telesales agent or you're an inside sales agent, it is still very, very important to make sure that you project a confident and trustworthy image through your appearance, your voice tonality and quality, delivery during engagement, and in-depth knowledge of the business, related industry, and potential customer business. And most importantly, you must sound interested and involved. So a true professional immerses himself or herself in the customer's needs and maintains the right level of poise at every touch point and engagement with the customer. And then looks out for how to actually achieve on that customer's need whilst also achieving on his own business objectives. Now, finally, let us not miss out on how relevant competence is for a value creator. Competence is the key lever to exuding confidence. And so, as a sales leader, one of the things you must almost also look out for is the competence level of a professional. Competence in the sense that that professional has the ability, the basic ability, to carry out his or her functions despite moving across industries or across sectors. Remember that a true professional is constantly thirsty for knowledge and continuous development, and is always seeking out ways to add value in every interaction. Now, these are few, but I do believe that as a leader, as a sales leader, or as a sales manager, before you bring in that individual to your team, be certain that you are bringing in a value creator who will further enhance the value you are trying to create as a revenue generating leader. Thank you for listening.